Welcome, Knoxville.
Hello, Knoxville.
Hello, Knoxville. Welcome to the Drive at 5. Yay. Here on the lovely Magnolia Avenue in Knoxville, Tennessee.
The day is winding down, Luann. I thought it was Monday all day. I called someone today and said, we have a meeting today. It's Monday. And she said, no, it's Tuesday.
And it was yesterday and you missed it.
I missed it. I'm going to be a day behind all week long.
You are listening to The Drive at 5. I forgot where I was for a second. Mm-hmm. Together for Life from Hope Resource Center. We're so glad to be here today. I am Luann, filling in for our fearless boss man, Andrew Wood, who is in California for a conference, mm-hmm. a pro-life conference this weekend. So we're praying for Andrew. Hope he's doing well and having fun out there and doing what he does best. And filling in for our Emily is my favorite little Latino sister.
You may remember me from many months ago.
This is the tiniest, most precious, sweetest little child. This is Nina McCown.
A little less pregnant than Emily. Like, not pregnant, but... So I look quite different.
Yes, if Chris is listening, he's like, "Woo, so glad."
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, so we're so glad to be here with you. Em is not here tonight because she, and she won't mind me telling you, is going to her first Teddy Bear University class.
Learning how to birth that baby.
Learning how to birth that baby. And she had a 3D ultrasound today.
We saw his little nose.
His
lips.
He's so cute.
It's crazy what they can do now.
I know. I didn't have that stuff when I was birthing my babies.
No.
As
I told Luann earlier today, I think it'd be so much easier if God had made our stomachs transparent. And then you could just look in as the baby was growing and everyone can see his little face. You can see his hands. And
which is all kinds of creepy.
It would be very scary, especially if his eyes were open, we decided. If we weren't sure if babies open their eyes in the womb, but we hope they don't.
Like from an alien kind of movie.
Yeah, it would be a little scary, especially if you woke up in the middle of the night and he was looking at you.
Well, we are very excited about our baby being born.
Yes, our baby. We do call him our baby.
We call him our baby. He is my practice grandbaby. And I'm very excited about it. He's going to be coming in November, so mm-hmm. we're super pumped
and
about
that. And
he
won't walk on his own until he's four.
He'll be 4 years old. And he still will not be walking. But Nina and I are so glad to be here with you today. It's a great day if you're just tuning in to The Drive at 5. This is a great day for it to be your first day. It's really going to be an estrogen-filled hour.
Yes, girl power.
Girl power.
Latina power.
Latina power.
Oh, but before we move any further... Sunday was a big day in Luann's life. It was her birthday.
It was.
And so I already sang to her in Spanish today, so I may just wish her a feliz cumpleaños a ti, Luann. I sang to her earlier and it was painful, but
she did sing happy birthday to me in Spanish today and it was such fun. And I will tell you, one of the beautiful things about working at Hope is that we just adore each other. Mm-hmm. We might fight like sisters sometimes, but yes. We adore each other, and better not nobody else come for one of us because no. We'll kill them. Mm-hmm. But we adore each other and we just love each other very well. And I got just the sweetest bunch of flowers today and a lovely card and a sweet gift, and it was so nice.
Good birthday.
It was a great birthday. My birthday was Sunday. I was 32.
32, and she doesn't look a day over 29.
I look a day over 50. No, it was a great day because I went to my mama's for Sunday lunch, and my mom made me banana pudding and put candles in it for my birthday. Could you die?
With Nilla wafers?
With
that's
Nilla
what she made?
Wafers.
Oh, those are the best.
Now, I have a friend who is working in the Midwest, actually working on a political campaign out in the Midwest, and she said that you couldn't find banana pudding in the Midwest.
Oh, they use vanilla pudding.
So do you know what's the story with that? Because I'm concerned about my neighbors to the West.
I think when they make banana pudding, they use vanilla pudding, and then they put bananas in it, and then they put vanilla wafers. So I think it's got slightly less of a banana taste, but it's got real bananas in it. Does she put banana pieces in hers?
Yeah, like chopped up pieces of banana.
Yes. I think maybe some people don't like that, but the banana flavor of the pudding.
Well, that's crazy.
I think that may be the case. I just don't like the soggy vanilla wafers. I like to freshly dip them.
I like it all.
You like it all.
And speaking of yumminess, one of our nurses, Holly,
oh, yes.
Blessed us today with the most ridiculous.
It was decadent.
Decadent mm-hmm. chocolate cake I've ever put in my mouth.
Luann went to cut it, and it looked like she was cutting into, like, a block of cheese.
It was unbelievable. And Holly said, now put it in the microwave for a couple seconds, because that'll make it just really good. And so I did. And she, now this was homemade icing too. This was not like out
nothing
of the can.
Store-bought. No.
No. And so when I zapped it in the microwave, the icing just kind of melted like hot fudge on the plate into what I called a puddle of love.
It was like lava. Ugh. Chocolate lava.
It was so good.
It was really
so
good.
So, yes, I had a wonderful birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's interesting when you get over a certain age, there you start to think, I don't really care about this anymore, and I really am not so excited about this. But then Then you get excited because people love on you.
Yes. I love birthdays.
You do.
I really do love birthdays.
Nina's always very concerned that everybody is getting a good birthday celebration,
yes,
I hope.
I do like birthdays. And what my husband never knew till this year is that I love surprise birthday parties. And I drop hints all the time. Ever since I was little, I would drop hints to my parents. Hints such as, I want a surprise birthday party. And they did not take the hint. I guess it was too subtle.
So you've never had a surprise party?
Never. And so this year I finally told Chris, I said, after my birthday, after the fact, when there wasn't a surprise. I waited all day for it, and it never happened. So
that's
I told
so sad.
Him, I know, I cried, actually. And I said, I've always wanted a surprise birthday party. But I told him, but I don't want you to do one now just because I told you. So maybe next year.
Men understand that?
I think he thought, I always try to play it real low key, like I'm a real low maintenance wife. I'm actually very high maintenance, but I'd like to pretend I'm low maintenance. So
we want you to give us the things that we will, that we're going to want without us telling you that
yes.
we want them. We need you to read our minds.
Luann, I have been married a total of 2 years now, and he should be able to read my mind.
He should know you better.
2 years.
Better than that.
Better than that. He should read my eyes.
I'm feeling very feisty today because I got my hair done.
And it looks very good.
It's got a little more red in it, so I'm feeling a little fired up today.
Red for fall. It looks really
yes.
good.
Well, thank you. I'm excited because one of the girls at work this week is going to get her hair done for the first time, so we're real excited about that. So
we can't wait. She's probably going to come out looking just like you. Twins.
Oh, I hope she doesn't. I hope she comes out looking like you. Little
hair
and young
extensions.
And cute. And yes, black hair with your little Hispanic self. So, guess what happened on September 8th, 1986?
Oh.
It was a momentous day in American television.
Friends aired.
No.
Oh, that was probably.
More momentous, even. It was the very first Oprah Winfrey show.
Oprah!
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Now, do you know a world without Oprah?
No, I don't. And I do. I especially remember Oprah because when I was 6 years old, we had a glamour photo shoot at my church. You know, when you show up and they have the box full of props. I wasn't expecting
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they also curled my hair. And I looked in the mirror and I told my mom, they made me look like Oprah. I looked like a 6-year-old Hispanic Oprah. With a boa, a pink boa. I can show everyone a picture of it. I also had huge buck teeth, so I'm not sure. But that's what I told my mom. I look like Oprah.
That is the most tragic story.
It was.
Oprah
I did
story
not
I've
want,
ever heard.
I did not want to look like Oprah.
Just think how just Oprah Winfrey just...
She changed the world.
Changed the world.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Maybe not always for the good, but...
I just watched a movie she produced this weekend, The 100-Foot Journey. She produced it with Steven Spielberg.
I don't know that movie.
It has Helen Mirren.
Who I love, who is beautiful.
She's awesome. She's always fun to watch. And it's about a French restaurant, which is across the street from an Indian restaurant, and they battle it out. They duke it out. And then, obviously, in the end, they all fall in love. And the
well,
two chefs fall in love. And
there you go.
They're going to start making a mix of French-Indian cuisine, which I don't know what that would taste like. Ratatouille with some curry in it, I guess.
Oh, mercy.
So it really is not real. It's not. That's not reality. But
yeah. So I just
happened.
Think it's interesting to think that Oprah just kind of sprang onto the scene. And
I really want to go to one of her shows. She always has this surprise. Like, everyone gets a horse. Everybody gets Something you and weird.
A horse. Yes. And you and a horse.
Everyone in the audience today, so.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, in honor of my birthday, Nina.
Yes.
Not that we've not celebrated enough, because we totally have. I have a sweet little story.
Okay.
And I think I have time to share it before we go to break. If he waves me off, I'll share it after the break.
Okay.
But I was, and I've had the privilege of being adopted. Uh-huh. And right after the Super Bowl, two years ago, with the Dodge commercial. You remember that? Mm-hmm. And on the eighth day, God made a farmer.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? I was thinking about how blessed I was to be adopted. And, of course, at Hope Resource Center, we celebrate life and the joy of life. Mm-hmm. And the blessing that life is. And we don't have a lot of girls who choose the adoption route. But when we come back from break, I want to read you something that I wrote a couple years ago about my birth mom, who I've never met. But I wanted to write something honoring her and honoring all birth moms. So when we get back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about the Syrian refugee crisis. And then we're just going to try to have a lot more fun and talk about hope. So we'll see you on the other side of the break.
So come on, let me dream for you. I am strong when you're weak and I carry you.
So I love that, and we're back. You have missed absolutely nothing.
If you just tuned in, we're probably going to talk about the same thing.
If you just tuned in, you've missed nothing. No. We're so glad you're here listening to Together for Life, brought to you by Hope Resource Center every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. I am Lou Ann, the Director of Operations, here with my best buddy, Nina McCown. And we are talking about fun and life and all girly kinds of things today. So before we went to break, I was talking a little bit about, well, Nina was and I were talking about the yes. fact that it was my birthday. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, and the fact that I have an adoption story. I was placed for adoption by my birth mother, who I never met. I have no idea who that was because it was 52 years ago and things were very, very different then. But I always try to remember, especially on Mother's Day, to express gratitude to her and thankfulness to her for the sacrifice that she made. So a couple of years ago after the Super Bowl, there was the big commercial on the eighth day, God made a farmer. And I just felt sort of inspired, I guess, to write something like that for birth moms. So I'm going to share that with y'all just because I think it's great to honor mm-hmm. all birth moms always. So on the eighth day, God needed someone to be a true to life, tougher than nails heroine. So God made a birth mom. He knew that there would be babies without daddies and daddies without babies. So to bring family to them both, God made a birth mom. He knew he would need unplanned baby bearers strong enough to bear up under the whispers of the saints and the pointing fingers of kingdom people. So God made a birth mom. He foresaw the Gosnells of the world and knew he needed someone to prove that love triumphs over fear and evil. He saw the oncoming slaughter of innocents and wanted to provide a way of escape for the unborn. So God made a birth mom. God wanted the world to see that he is author of adoption and redemption and every good and perfect gift. He saw mommies and daddies, though try as they may, would never hold a child of their own DNA, and he would make a way. So God made a birth mom. He needed someone who, despite making every bad decision known to man, would look deep inside themselves to see hope and future for their babies. So God made a birth mom. He knew sinners would keep on sinning, but that forgiveness and grace is deeper than any ocean of guilt. He wanted us to see that grace. So God made a birth mom. God knew that in this age of selfishness and self-seeking, that the world would need to see a picture of selflessness. He saw that the world would need families fabricated not just by DNA, but by heart, gut-wrenching sacrifice. So God made a birth mom. God knew his plan was to set the lonely in families and that there would be mommies whose babies grew not under their hearts, but in them. So God made a birth mom. The giver of life is the trader of beauty for ashes, and to show just how beautiful ashes in the hand of the Creator can be, God made a birth mom. God saw September 1963. God saw me. So God made a birth mom, and I'm forever grateful. So yeah. If you're a birth mom, Phillip's crying. We got our producer crying. If you are a birth mom, and if you know a birth mom, and if you have an adoption experience, you can know that it is an incredibly beautiful gift. Mm-hmm. It is the most beautiful gift. Yes, Philip? Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Especially someone who is adopted also, so.
Really?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's just such a beautiful gift. And Nina and I see girls every single day who cannot fathom, mm-hmm. would you agree, making that choice?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have so many girls come in who I think they can't see really very far in the future at all. So even mm-hmm. just for them walking into hope, they can't see towards the next day. So I think thinking towards the future of adoption is really hard. And so many times it's hard for me because to me it sounds easy. It's like, well, if this isn't the time for a baby, let's do adoption. But I've never been pregnant. I've never yeah. been a mom. I can't imagine being pregnant and knowing I'm going to give this child to someone else. But just yeah. like you wrote, that's the most beautiful sacrifice to be able to say this child's going to have a life. Maybe not with me, but with another family who loves them.
Yeah, and if you look through Scripture, God paints beautiful pictures of adoption from the very beginning, just beginning with the story of Moses and his mother just putting him in that little basket and floating him down the river so someone else could raise him, which is a beautiful story. But I think for our girls, so much of the time, and I've heard them say this, that to have your baby and then to give your baby away equals being a bad mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in their mind, it's easier, you know,
to not have the baby
mm-hmm. than to have the baby and make an adoption plan. But I bet there are people listening today, other than myself, other than Philip, who have had that adoption story in their life. Mm-hmm. And it is one of my favorite parts of my own personal story. Mm-hmm. I love it. My parents did a great job talking about explaining adoption to me. And I will tell you exactly what they did. They were so intentional about it. One of the first stories I ever remember being told as a little girl, maybe 2 years old, was once upon a time, there was a mama and a daddy who wanted a baby so, so much. And God loved them so, so much and thought they were so special that he let them pick their own baby out. And everybody else just got stuck
with whatever they got,
with whatever the hospital gave them. And so I always had this picture of myself on a shelf.
They picked you.
And they were walking down the aisle and they picked me.
Of all the babies.
And I never had any kind of insecurities mm-hmm. or issues with my self-worth or my value, because I was just always told that, you know, everybody else just got stuck. But God loved you, these parents, so much that they picked out their baby. Mm-hmm. But isn't that just exactly what God does for us?
Yeah. I remember, I think it was sometime in high school, my pastor did a whole series on adoption because they were adopting from China. And I think that was the first time it hit me, because he talked about when they were going to bring home their baby, Joy May, her last name would be Lincoln. And he said to her, she's going to be a Lincoln baby, just part of our family. And he said, that's just what Jesus does. It's like our last name is the same as Jesus's last name. And so I think that's the first time it hit me, like God actually picked me, gave me his last name. And I think then the verses in Romans about being a true Jew, in the sense that I was put into God's family, I went around telling people, I'm a true Jew. I am Jewish. And it wasn't until years later.
Did you say that in Spanish?
Yes. It wasn't until years later that, well, I found out that I actually am a Sephardic Jew.
My family is very proud of this.
Yes, we're very proud of this, yes. But back then, I thought I was just, you know, Mexican.
Yeah.
And I just...
oh, you can just know that you can know that you can know that you can know that you can know that that baby has a family upon conception, that baby belongs to the Lord, and he wants that baby and loves that baby and has a plan for that baby. And you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid because you won't be the only parent, no matter what you think, because God will be the parent alongside you. So I just love adoption. And it's my prayer that I hope we can help people want that and understand
come
it.
Come to that more.
But I agree with what you said. I think it's hard for them to see
And I even know a family who did an open adoption recently, and I just can't imagine what that would be like for either side. And so I think it takes very strong people with God really intervening to give both the birth mom grace towards the family, the adoptive family, and the adoptive family grace towards the mom to give her a spot in that child's life. Because it's an open adoption. She comes and they even hang out with grandparents. I mean, so it's beautiful. Yeah. I think God gives you the grace and the strength to do it if that's his plan.
I agree. And we love it. So we're thanking God today for adoption and birth moms and those adoptive families. We're going to take a break and we'll be back.
A lot of debate, so if I may take just a moment to say who Jesus is to me. Jesus is life. Oh, 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 Jesus is life.
You are back on the last part of the Drive at Five. You're listening to Lou Ann and Nina with Hope Resource Center, doing Together for Life. And we were co-piloted today by this guy named Philip, who seems to be just hanging in there and doing a great job. Yeah. Are we scaring you yet? Are we freaking you out?
A little bit.
When's it over?
I want to go home.
No, you are doing a great job. We're so glad to be here and to be able to share this hour with all of Knoxville. Tens of listeners. We're so excited. We have tens of listeners, and we are pumped about it.
At least I'm listening, so Philip, you got at least one.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you. Bless your heart. So apparently Serena and Venus are playing each other tonight in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. I only know this because Nina told me. But that's really interesting. Talk about power family.
Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you in my headset.
Can you hear me,
Philip? We're not being able to hear Nina.
And this here we go. Okay.
There she is. She's back.
When I saw that they were playing each other, the first thing that hit me was that Serena and Venus are now 33 and 35. I feel now very old.
Can I just say this, and I have to say this because I'll pop if I don't. You are the size of one of their legs.
They are big.
They are some massive girls.
Pure muscle.
They are solid muscle. I'm not making that up. Nina is the size of Serena's leg.
She could punt me. She really could punt me across the court. But I'm really curious to see them. I think that's so fun to play your sibling. My brother and I are very competitive. So
yeah, that makes me kind of want to watch.
Because I wonder who their parents root for. What do they do? They probably just don't watch. I couldn't watch.
Do you think they have a favorite and they don't?
I'm sure they do. I think Venus is the favorite, I think.
You think they only talk about it like behind closed doors?
Probably.
I don't know. So I'm disturbed by this.
What's that?
I went to a football game the other night. Philip, you'll like to, maybe Philip has some words on this. I don't know. I went to a football game the other night and I saw more football players wearing girls' headbands in their hair.
Oh,
like
yes.
Their hair was long and they would pull it up and they would have like a little ponytail here.
Yeah, the man bun.
And like a man bun and a little like a girl's headband. Mm-hmm. And it was disturbing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I said to Andrew was with us, and I said, Andrew, apparently that's in. And he said, no, it's not. Andrew knows hair.
Andrew does.
But apparently this is a thing. Men are starting to be, maybe it was Duck Dynasty started it. I don't know. But
I don't know. Girls find it very attractive. It's a very hipster thing to do. And girls find it very attractive. I think even coworker Natalie likes it. I think she likes it. I've heard her mention it on occasion. that she likes it. So
she's never going to forgive you.
I know. She's going to hate me for this.
Yes.
But I have heard that she likes it. So
yes, if you know someone like that, just give us a call at 342-5620.
We'll give you Natalie's phone number.
We'll hook you up with Natalie. Yeah, so apparently it's a thing.
Well, and then tell them what else is a thing.
So what else is a thing, Philip, is that they're putting their hair up in a little man bun, and on top of the man bun, I'm not even making this up, a little teeny tiny fedora.
Google it. Google man bun fedora.
Man bun fedora.
It's
a little hat.
Tiny. It's like a mouse fedora.
It looks like
a little mouse.
It looks like a monkey. You know those little monkey organ grinder monkeys?
Up. Yes.
It looks like that.
That's probably where they order them from.
I'm like, and I'm noticing too, like on the NFL, and I guess in college football too, the guys with like the long dreads and stuff.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to get that yanked out of your head?
That's what I think. That's a hazard.
It's legal to pull it though, and right now.
It's illegal. Is it illegal to pull it?
No, it's legal to pull it right
now.
Oh,
it's legal.
It's legal to pull it.
But you can't grab the collar of the jersey. That's
just
horse
the hair.
Collar. You can grab the hair. They've talked about changing it, and I haven't heard if they changed it or not yet.
I think they should, because you can really hurt someone that way.
But I Googled this fedora thing.
Is it real?
Mm-hmm. It's real, isn't it, Philip?
And it's...
It's frightening.
There's an article saying there may be tiny fedoras perched atop man's buns, and we are terrified. That's an article.
That does sound terrifying.
Yes. Let's get Andrew one for Christmas.
Yes.
But this is my opinion. Not that anybody cares what I think, but if you've got those nasty dreads hanging out the back of your football helmet and somebody jerks it and grabs you to the ground, you just got what's coming to you.
That's right. You were asking for it.
You were asking for
it. Time for a haircut.
That's exactly right. So... maybe we should talk about something serious. We have a fun, exciting thing coming up at Hope Resource Center in October. We are doing a week of prayer focus called Life Matters. And everybody's talking about Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter and Purple Lives Matter and Babies Lives Matter and Cops Lives Matter. But life matters. Mm-hmm. So we are doing a prayer focus the week of October 12th through the 17th, and you can go on www.investinghope.com, and we would love to have you go to that website, go to that link, and sign up so that you can sign up for a time to pray with us that week. And we're going to be praying for some specific things. We're going to be praying for abortion providers. We're going to be praying for girls who are experiencing unplanned pregnancies. We're going to be praying for pregnancy centers across the country. This is not just a Knoxville event. It is something that we want pregnancy centers and churches all across the country to join us in, a time of prayer, fasting, and focusing and turning our hearts toward the Lord. We see the scourge of abortion and the destruction that it leaves behind in families every single day. And we know, as believers, as Christians, that the answer for any social ill really is found in Christ. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to really storm the gates of heaven to pray and ask God to give us wisdom, ask Him to turn our country's heart back to Him. And as Abby Johnson has said, I don't want to just see Planned Parenthood's closed. I want to see abortion stopped. Mm-hmm. I want to see abortion gone in this country.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're praying for. So you can go to investinghope.com. There's a Life Matters link there, a link to our prayer event. You just go there. We also have some t-shirts there.
Fashion is important.
Fashion is important. This is not a huge money-making event for us. It's just, if you want to make a donation to Hope, you can, and you'll get one of those awesome t-shirts. But it's not a money-making event. It's really not. It's about coming together to pray. And on October 17th, which is a Saturday, it's a bye week, so there's no football that weekend, we're going to be having a night of praise and worship and prayer on the premises at Hope Resource Center. And we are so
excited.
We've never done that before. So you can pray for us. We've got some logistical things to work out. Pray for beautiful weather.
Yes.
But we're really excited to see what happens when God's people pray.
Yeah. I think it's awesome to have people come. Not I think it's awesome to do things in protest, but then it's how much more awesome is it just to come together? We're not protesting, we're not picketing, we're praying, we're coming together to pray. And I have a feeling, I wonder if people over at Tyson Park will wonder what's going on. Maybe we'll make enough of a noise and celebration that people will come on over.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be pretty awesome. But I think it's just fun that it's just such a celebration almost of life. It's not something negative. It's right. Really positive.
Yeah. I have this vision in my head, and I've thought this for years and years, Nina, but I've told the Lord I want to live long enough to see God's people, there be enough of God's people to hold hands, link arms, and surround that building
mm-hmm.
and pray. So that's what I'm asking God for, is yeah. that amount of people that we can link arms and pray and sing and shout and rejoice
mm-hmm.
And just give God so much glory and so much praise and honor. Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful night. So I'm real excited about it. So if you're listening, please let your Sunday school classes know, your small groups know, make sure your pastor knows about it, any discipleship classes you're in. Whatever group that you align yourself with church or volunteer organization, we want us all to link arms together. So again, you can go to investinghope.com. There's a link there for our prayer event, and it gives you all the information about what we're going to be praying for. There are spots to sign up for times that you can specifically pray. Look, the Bible clearly says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their land. And that is what we need. Mm-hmm. We need God's people willing to just run to him mm-hmm. and pray.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be super cool.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
You know, up until 2012, Hope was located right across the street from an abortion clinic, and that abortion clinic closed in 2012, and it's not there anymore. But there are two more abortion clinics in Knoxville. But we moved there in 1997 because there was an abortion clinic right across the street, and we wanted to have a place that was a place of light and life and hope. So that girls who were going there could see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you over the years how many girls would leave that place and come to Hope.
Yeah.
So God put us where he wants us. But just because that abortion clinic is gone does not mean that our work is over.
Right.
It's so not.
Yeah. Just today, I think we got even 3 calls of girls looking for the abortion clinic. So it's a reminder every day it's not over.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, when you started at Hope, were you surprised by just that?
I think I was surprised at how open, or how I guess I thought they might beat around the bush, and some people do beat around the bush a little bit, but most people, when they call first, they don't say anything. They just, the first thing they say is, I want an abortion.
Yeah.
Can I come? And when you Google abortion, Hope does come up for a reason, because we do want girls come, and we give them all the information that they need. We don't refer them to an abortion clinic, but so many times if we can just get them in there and talk to them, mm-hmm. they all they need is somebody to talk to for a little bit.
That's right. Show them a little bit of love and hope.
Yes.
Love and hope. Nina and I are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some more events that are coming up in the Life of Hope Resource Center. We'll be back. There's hope in front of me, but there's a lot I still see. So we are back for the last few minutes of the Drive at 5. Thank you for joining us today. You've been listening, I hope, to us for the whole hour, if you've been able to get through.
Wake up.
You've been listening to Together for Life with Luann and Nina from Hope Resource Center. And just so excited to be here and be wrapping Just what's going to be a great time in the life of Hope. We have prayer event coming up, and we have our golf tournament.
The golf tournament.
Our golf tournament is coming up, and you can go, like I said earlier, on investinghope.com, and you can get information about the golf tournament. If you have questions, you can always email Emily, emily@knoxvillehope.com, or call her at 525-HOPE, and we would love to answer your questions. I know she has more room for golfers, so we'd love to have you join us. And if you have any questions about Hope and getting involved at Hope, we would love to talk to you about how God can use you in the ministry at Hope Resource Center. And if you have questions about volunteering, you can email Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Megan@KnoxvilleHope.com, or you can call her at 525-HOPE. Nina's going to answer the phone.
I will pick up the phone.
Nat's going to answer the phone. If you just need Nina's autograph, she will do that for you. If you
need
just
me to
by.
Make you a Mexican dish,
yes,
I can do that.
She'll sing happy birthday to you in Spanish, whatever you need her to do. But we want you to get involved. This is what I've learned about Hope over the years. I've been there for 10 incredible years. And I'll tell you that God always draws people to this ministry at a particular time, in a particular season, just when they need it the most. Mm-hmm. And so if you feel that stirring in your heart, maybe it's that God wants you to get off your good intentions and get involved.
Yeah.
Do the work.
Mm-hmm. And I know another big need, I'm sure Megan, who's in charge of our parenting classes, is already thinking about future classes. And so a big need in the next couple of months will be small group Bible studies, or just groups of friends who want to get together and make meals for the girls who come to parenting class. So that's another thing. If you want to call us at 525-4673, we can get you all set up. And we just like to serve those girls coming to parenting class a big meal, a hearty meal, which a lot of them don't know. They haven't had that. A lot of them just are used to gas station microwave food. And so it's just been fun to sit down and have good hearty meal with those girls. So if you're interested in that, that's a really big need.
And don't you, Nina's there every Tuesday night, but don't you feel the blessing of doing that for them?
Yeah. I especially love one of our volunteers, Amanda. She brings a meal every once in a while, and she goes all out. She has tablecloths, flowers on the table. I mean, those girls feel so served, and you can just tell that it's really special to them. So.
Yeah. So we meet their needs physically and mentally, because we're teaching them. Socially, they're getting to be with other people, and then most importantly, spiritually.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing, an easy thing to do. It's so, so easy to do dinner for girls on class night. We're talking about 15 girls at the most.
Yeah.
So we'd, like Nina said, we'd love to have you be involved with that. So if God's stirring in your heart, we want you to be involved. We know that the country has been taken up with the Planned Parenthood videos, and they are horrible. They are disturbing. They are very dark. But I'm telling you that God has a lot of light out there. We are not without light.
Yeah.
And Hope Resource Center is full of light and life and God's love. Hope is... Many places like Hope across this country are doing the work every day of loving on people. So don't despair. Don't give up. Don't feel defeated. The battle, the victory is won.
Yeah.
It is won in Christ. And so we fight from a place of victory. We don't fight for victory. We fight from a place of victory, knowing that God has already won. We read the back of the book, Nana. We win.
We win.
We win. And so we don't want you to feel defeated. We want you to get involved, though.
Yeah.
That there are lives that need your touch. They need your story. They need your gift. They need your touch. You have a story. And God wants to use that. And we would love to help you put that story to work,
yeah,
to minister to and to love on others. we're very blessed because we get to walk with these girls through those pregnancies, and Nina especially gets to call many of them and hear them say, my baby was born yesterday, yes, or my baby was born last week. And then they bring us. Mm-hmm. So many of them just walk in and I'll say, somebody's here. And she'll yep. say the name and they'll come down. We'll come downstairs. And there's this life.
Yeah.
This girl who thought that all was lost. And there is hope. Just yeah. there. It's beautiful.
It is. Yeah. Just last week, someone came in and she just was so excited. I don't know what her backstory was or if she was excited to be pregnant, but you've never met a happier mom. She yeah. was so excited to show her yeah. baby off.
And that's just the power of God. That's yeah. just the power of God. Thank you for listening to us today. Did you have fun, Nina?
I had a wonderful time.
Did you have fun, Philip? He had a great
time. Philip had a good time.
Philip is exhausted.
Philip's ready for dinner.
We should go to Hope and pick him up some food, right?
Yes.
I've been here since 5 this morning.
Oh, Philip.
Philip, that's too long.
They're working you too hard over
here. Working you too hard. But we're glad you decided to join us. Remember, God said, I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Choose life.